Dear Editor, at what point do citizens of the community and area matter? These citizens reside in Foothills County and the town of High River. What does it take to be heard, understood, and an investigation done of our complaints? We are referring to the obnoxious feedlot odors that permeate our air quality. These odors are not typical farm odors. These odors impact our daily lives in one way or another, whether it be our physical health or mental health or lifestyle. Imagine not being able to enjoy your morning coffee on your deck or not having guests over for a barbecue. Imagine not being able to open your windows in your home to freshen up the air and cool your home down after a warm day. Imagine sleeping with your windows shut tight and trying to sleep on a warm night, as you've been awoken before by the stench in the wee hours of the night. Imagine developing health issues or the worsening of existing health conditions such as asthma, COPD, emphysema and sinusitis, to name a few. Imagine becoming depressed due to your current living situation that seems to go on with no solution in sight. The Natural Resources Conservation Board is the provincial government body you call to report the odor issue. The call center takes the information and issues you a reference number, then forwards that complaint to the NRCB. Thankfully, the NRCB has recently installed an air monitor in the Northwest that is targeted to sense feedlot odors, which is a start. Hopefully, this device will be a useful tool going forward for some resolution to the stench. This feedlot is located 6 kilometers from High River residences' backyards and much closer to county residences' homes. With the prevailing westerly winds, High River is under this blanket of foul odors. Often, although some days there's not even a breeze and the odor hangs over like a cloud. Maybe it's time for Foothills County Council and Town of High River Council to get involved. Show your citizens that you represent, that you care, and are working on a solution to this stench we live with. It's time to unite with the very citizens that elected you as their representatives to be part of finding a solution. Dave and Carrie Darish, High River.